Welcome to Book Hype. I'm Jen, and tonight I'm joined by Brittany, Kristen, and Karen. Hey guys, how's it going?
Hi.
Remember when it's snowing.
Talking about snow?
Yeah, it's snowing here now.
Oh, did you guys finally get some?
Yes. Yeah, like,
yeah, what you guys
probably,
are getting is coming our way.
Yeah, it's probably like about 4 inches now. It was about 2 this morning, and it's still snowing. Like, we could get from 6 to 8
like
is what
that.
They said. Yeah.
I have like a dust. That is literally coming our way, and I don't want it. I'm going to trade it in.
Yeah, I don't want it. But the good news is I don't work until like tomorrow afternoon, so they've got all morning tomorrow to get this cleared away before I have to drive anywhere.
Even better news is that I work from home, so I don't have to go outside at all.
Listen, this is one of the most unfair things about life, is that I leave every day and bundle up, and Karen's like, see ya, in her sweatpants with her tea.
Let's talk about what we've been reading. I have to admit, because we recorded like earlier this week, I haven't been reading very much. I've been super busy doing some holiday things. But Karen, I see you listened to a novel, because any time Richard Armitage can read to me is a time I'm going to enjoy it. So why don't you tell us what you listened to this week?
So, okay, guys, I finally finished Born a Crime by Trevor Noah, which I know took me like 3 weeks. It was ridiculous. I remember I was talking about, you know, kind of knowing what was coming up, and it was going to be tragic and sad and blah, blah, blah. Well, turns out I was kind of wrong, so, like, that was interesting. If you read the book, you will understand. But it had a really great ending, and he didn't talk about, you know, coming to America and any of the Daily Show stuff. This was pretty much relegated to his time when he was living in South Africa, but it was really interesting nonetheless. Still highly recommend. But I also got a copy of Romeo and Juliet, a novel, as read by Richard Armitage, and I'm gonna admit right now, I don't like Romeo and Juliet. Never been a fan. I don't really know why. I don't know if it's the Shakespeare element. I don't know if it's the romance element. I don't know if it's the tragic ending. Maybe it's a combination of everything, but never interested me. But this is a novelization of it, and Richard Armitage is a great narrator, and I'm kind of liking it. I'm not that far into it yet, and I'm sure I'll be reading it for the next 3 weeks as well, but so far so good, so I'll have to keep you guys updated on that.
Awesome. Did anyone else? I don't think anyone else read anything since like Tuesday. Brittany, did you get anything squeezed in before since Tuesday?
Yeah, right. I watched a lot of Netflix.
As did I. I know, Netflix being downloadable is going to put a giant crimp in my reading at work. I've been rewatching Vampire Diaries all week, and it's definitely put a nice little notch in my I've been reading all week time. So.
You mean when it was still good?
Hey, yeah. Actually, I did start it, like, season two. Like,
see?
It was really great. And, yeah, I'm in about, like, I think I'm in season four now. But, yeah. It's
Another show that just kind of went by the wayside. I did start Lincoln's book, though, Kristen. So.
Oh, I finished it. I hadn't finished it when we talked last, and it was fabulous, and everything I needed.
I'm enjoying it so far. So I did like start to read something, I just didn't get to finish it yet. All right, so let's move on to talk a little Book Bites action. So do you guys have a favorite Christmas read or something that you do specifically like a Christmas tradition or a holiday tradition around this time of year?
I'm probably the last person that should be answering this question because I'm usually kind of bah humbug about Christmas. In jest, mostly. I really don't mind it that much, but I love Halloween, and so Christmas, you know, everybody tries to push Christmas earlier and earlier in the year, and I rebel against it. But when I was younger, I used to read the Polar Express with my dad, and whenever they, like, rang the bell, he had a bell that I would ring. And that was always a lot of fun. But in terms of other, like, Christmas tradition, like, we eat ham with pineapples, which is awesome. And I prefer no presents under the Christmas tree before Christmas morning.
Man. And Kristen sounds like that is not her jam, so.
Okay, this is the funny thing about Karen and I. I love anticipation. I love the build up to things almost more than the thing itself. Like waiting for a Harry Potter book or waiting for a Harry Potter movie is half the fun for me. Like it's everybody talking about it, everybody like theorizing about what's coming next or what's coming up and all of that. Same with presents. Seeing them under the tree every day and knowing like what shape they are and trying to figure out which ones are for you, that's half the fun.
That's Karen.
Karen is like, do not wrap my presents or put them anywhere near the tree until I am ready to open them. It hurts my soul because I want to like look at the beautiful presents under the really nicely decorated tree for all, you know, for a couple of weeks at least. But Karen does not approve. As soon as I buy them, I would wrap them and put them under there if it wouldn't make you crazy.
Oh, my God. We might have to compromise, I will give you that, because our tree looks a little naked. It's very high off the ground, and so I can see its leg.
Maybe I'll wrap a couple of empty boxes and just put them under there and Karen will be like,
oh, goodness.
Those are not presents, right?
Also, I have to have bought presents in order to wrap them to put them under the tree.
Which I
have yet to do.
I'm about half done.
That's crazy.
Pretty close. I'm a big Christmas movie watcher. So as far as Christmas traditions go, like, my mom and I usually are the ones that do most of the decorating. The boys in my family usually just, you know, are watching sports or doing something else in another room playing video games, while my mom and I put on a Christmas movie and get some hot chocolate made, and then we decorate the tree and put up all the decorations. Like, that's usually how things go. So when we were decorating here, we put on the Grinch, and we had cocoa that night, I'm pretty sure, and did we have cookies that night, or was it the day after? I don't remember.
We ate a lot of cookies.
Yeah, so it's been very Christmassy around here, and it makes me very happy.
Makes me uncomfortable, but I'm learning to live with it.
Literally live with it.
Yeah, like, it's in your face, Carrie. You're going to have to adjust.
I'm adjusting.
I am sort of in the middle between the two of you because I love Christmas. I love everything about Christmas. I celebrate Christmas in July. I'll watch Christmas movies and everything. But I'm with Karen with the no presents under the tree till Christmas morning because it's so magical. Like, when you come downstairs and all the presents are under the tree. But this is great. My mom, every single year, buys Santa paper. So it's wrapping paper that I never see. And so we have hundreds and hundreds of rolls of wrapping paper because she has to buy new paper every year that I've never seen. And last year, she sent me out to the car to get like a case of water or something. And I bring it in and I put it down the table and I just stare at her. And she's like, what's the matter? And I go, is that the Santa paper in the back seat? And she goes, are you kidding me? I'm not going back to the store to get more paper. And I'm like, yeah, you are. I saw the Santa paper. Please get new paper. And I made her buy new paper because I saw the Santa paper.
You guys are adorable.
My mom does that for my niece, but not for the rest of us. Like, oh, no. Lexi is the only one young enough to still get presents from Santa. The rest of us just suffer.
I love it. So for me, like, my family and stuff, we do, my sister and I, now that we've gotten older and we like love lots of people we work with, and you can't like get a gift for everybody, let's be real, like that's just unrealistic, but we have taken to like baking like cookies and making homemade candies and then like bringing big boxes of stuff to work and giving like in little individual things like that to people at work. So like this entire weekend I've spent baking, and if you could see my kitchen right now, actually, if you've seen my Facebook page, you'll see just like a small portion.
I saw your pictures.
Of what I've been making for the last 2 days. So, yeah. There's, like, homemade chocolate chip cookies. They're Oreo balls. They're, like, pretzels dipped in caramel and chocolate. And, like, oatmeal cookie pies. And, like, all kinds of stuff. So, that's kind of become my sister and I. It's become our tradition to do stuff like that. So, we have those to, like, give as gifts and stuff. So, That's what I do. And then, of course, I watch all the cheesy, like, Hallmark holiday movies because, really, those are so easy. They're, like, easily and mindless, and you just, like, sit here, and they're always so cute, and it's pretty much it. It's nice and easy. I'm a big fan of easy. All right, so this is our gift giving guide episode. So we have lots of different things, and we did it a little differently this year. Usually we just go through like this huge list of things that we like really love in general, and it takes forever. But this time we've kind of streamlined it so that it's by category, which I found to be way easier and more effective when looking for things to purchase. Yeah, I was like, oh, hey, this is so much easier to Google. So props to Karen, who I believe came up with that idea.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So our first, our first kind of area or genre that we found gifts for was the science fiction genre. And I'm going to let Brittany kick it off and tell us what she kind of discovered and thought would be really cool.
Well, first of all, my biggest suggestion is to buy the science fiction fan in your life an Ursula Le Guin book, because I'm still obsessed with her and I need to buy the rest of her books. But if you're not as obsessed with Ursula yet, I recommend these coasters that I found on out of print clothing. They're like covers of old sci-fi books. Oh, and they're sold out. I just clicked on the link and they're sold out. They weren't sold out this morning, I swear. But they have Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and all the iRobot, and they're just really cool, cool things. You could probably find similar ones on Etsy. I really love coasters because I'm always looking for one, because none of my end tables in my house can hold a drink and we don't have coasters. It's the most annoying thing ever. And then I also found these Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy towels, because towels are very important in Hitchhiker's Guide. And they have the symbol from the guide, and another one says, don't panic. And they're embroidered and really cute and quirky, and you can put them in your bathroom.
Very nice. All right. So I found, there's lots of really cool stuff, but I found this really cool quote from Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451, and it says, the magic is only in what books say. So I thought that was a really cool, and considering we're books, you know, a book kind of thing, but they have all kinds of really cool different quotes and things that are really fun. Like, so if you have like someone who has a library or an office, they can hang up some of these really cool like quote pages and stuff. And how about you, Karen? What did you find?
Well, one of the first things I immediately thought of when I was thinking of science fiction was iRobot by Isaac Asimov. And so I found a t-shirt that has a picture of a robot on there, and it just says iRobot by Isaac Asimov. It's pretty simple, but I love t-shirts, and I love geeky t-shirts, so like, I would totally buy this for myself. But I just really like that sort of representation. You can wear it anywhere. And the other one that I found, I also really love steampunk stuff, which is kind of a science fiction-y thing, and I ran across this hair pick for, and they just call it Whimsy Hair Pick Set Steampunk Accessory, but it's made out of clock hands, and it looks so freaking cool, and they have a whole bunch of them, and I just thought that was a really fun thing that, you know, somebody could wear day-to-day or even use in their cosplay.
Yeah, there's some, that t-shirt website is super cool. It has all kinds of different really cool t-shirts. Like, there's a Hermione Granger one that says, when in doubt, go to the library.
Ooh.
Yeah. Lots of cool stuff there. I like it. And the steampunk accessory is pretty interesting, too. It's very funky.
I love it.
Love, love. All right, Kristen, how about you?
For me, of course, mine comes from ThinkGeek, which I'm pretty sure most people are probably familiar with. They have a pair of Weeping Angel bookends. So, like, it takes care of the sci-fi watcher as well as being book-related, which made me really happy. But they're really cool. It's like the one Weeping Angel has her face covered, and then the other is, like, attacking, and it says, don't blink on the bottom. So they surround your books. I think it's just really cute and perfect for the Doctor Who fan who, you know, also has a book problem.
I love it. All right. So our next section is fantasy. So Karen, Erin, why don't you go ahead and tell us what you found for your fantasy ones first?
Okay, I found quite a bit because it was a little hard to, like, rein myself in, especially because I started off by looking for Harry Potter things, which was absolutely a mistake. Etsy is filled with amazing Harry Potter stuff.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
I know. I hate this time of year when we go on Etsy because I feel like I could get in some serious trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when it's shipped right to your door, like, how can you go wrong?
But go ahead and tell us what you found.
Yeah, so I was starting off with a little bit of a theme here and then kind of got away from it. But initially I was like, people who read books tend to like to curl up with a warm drink or something like that. So I was looking at mugs, and there's a mug that just says, "You're a wizard," and then you can put somebody's name in there, and it has a little broom next to it. And I just thought that was really cute, like just a really great gift to give somebody. And it comes in like a white mug with black lettering or a black mug with white lettering. And I really like black mugs, so I'm glad they give you the option. And I also found a Harry Potter Grimm teacup. So it's got the teacup with the Grimm, like the dregs from the tea are on the bottom. And then it comes with a saucer as well that says, "My dear, you have the Grimm." And I was like, that is so cool. Like, I would love to curl up with Harry Potter in particular and drink tea out of this. I'm with Brittany on the coasters thing. Like, I don't particularly use them, but I just think they're cool accessories for your living room. And I found these natural stone coasters that have Alice in Wonderland drawings on them. And I can't read them from this picture, but I assume, like, Alice in Wonderland is written on it as well, because you can see, like, the text in the background. And they're just really sort of rustic looking and really neat, and I think they have like a whole bunch of other ones as well, but you know, to go with the whole theme of drinking tea. And then I just went kind of out there for my last one, because I've been seeing these everywhere, and I figured people who read fantasy love elves, and haven't we wanted to be a graceful elf at one time or another? So these things have been popping up like all over my Facebook feed and Twitter. In-ear headphones that are shaped like elf ears, so you can listen to music, put your earbuds in, and it looks like you have elf ears. They're just so cool.
Oh, you could listen to your audiobooks that way too.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Living the dream.
Oh, that's right there. You're good to go. Good to go. Love it. All right, Kristen, what about you? What did you find?
Well, there's a gorgeous behind-the-scenes book for the Fantastic Beasts movie, and it's just, for me, these books are so, so, so much fun. Like, I have the film wizardry one from Harry Potter, and I also have, like, the giant, I forget what it's actually called, but it's, like, another giant compendium of all of, like, the it's got, like, the Marauder's Map in it, and it's got a little Yule Ball ticket, and, like, all of that extra little stuff. Just, I get so geeked about it. And there's a Fantastic Beasts, like, behind-the-scenes kind of book, and it's, I don't know if it has all those little extras, but if you look at the pictures on Amazon, like, it shows a lot of, like, those little details on the, like, newsprint that they showed at the beginning of the movie, and a lot of, like, the details you can see, what I think is Tina's, like, registration, like, her ID card for the Makuza, like, registration. So it's just really cool. And we don't really have Fantastic Beasts books, but we've got the movies that will now spawn books because, you know, that's what we do. So, yeah, this is definitely something I would want on my Christmas list.
All right, so Karen, because you haven't gone shopping yet, you should be taking notes.
I think that was your
roommate hint right there, friend.
I mean,
all right. See? All right, Brittany, what did you find?
Well, I found this one map of Jurassic Park that I thought was so amazing. And then I went in search of other maps. So I found a really, really cool print of Middle Earth that you can get framed, and just, it's a cool idea to look for places that your friends or family may like from their favorite book series, just because it's something so different. The Jurassic Park one was so cool, and I don't really even like Jurassic Park that much, but I was like, I could hang that somewhere. I love maps, so I'll definitely be looking for other cool places. Like, I'm sure they have, like, the grounds of Hogwarts somewhere. Because, I mean, the Marauders map is, I feel like it's overdone, but if you can get a map of Middle Earth, that's kind of cool. And then I found these Dragon and Knight bookends, which are really cool, and they're actually from the same shop that on Etsy that you recommend later in this post, Jen. But on the one side, it's like a dragon breathing fire, and on the other end, it's a knight standing up to him, but your books are in between it. So it's pretty cool. And they have a lot of really cool stuff. Like, they have a spaceship that's like, you know, both ends of the spaceship, and they have a lot of cool, geeky, awesome bookends to check out.
Awesome. So for me, this fantasy had a theme for me too. It was all about glasses. I don't know why. It just seems to be what I found and I thought was really cute. So the first one I found is this person makes these like homemade pottery steins. And so this one is of a dragon. So it's a green dragon stein and it's so beautiful. So, and she doesn't just have dragons. She has like all kinds of really cool stuff. So if you're into kind of some like really cool like glassware, or if someone in your life likes fantasy stuff but also likes things like beer or other kinds of beverages, these steins are really, really cool. And they're it's all homemade pottery, so that's awesome. And then the other thing I found was these Princess Bride, Wesley, and Buttercup. They're wedding champagne flutes, but you could really use them for like anything. They're just really cool. And this site also has all different kinds of glasses as well. There's actually a Wonder Woman wine glass too, if anyone wanted, you know, a Wonder Woman wine glass.
I'm excited.
Yeah, with Wonder Woman coming out, I have a feeling that one will be fairly popular. There's also a Weeping Angel pint glass. So, you know, it's got all the perfect geeky things anyone could possibly need in glassware, is what I'm basically saying. So that's what I kind of found there. And now this is Karen's most favorite topic. This would be the horror subgenre. So, Karen, I'm going to let you go first because you found some interesting things.
Yeah. I honestly wasn't sure if anybody would fill this out or if it was just going to be me, which would have been totally fine. But you guys found some really awesome stuff, which is cool. And, you know, just because it's Christmas doesn't mean you can't give some creepy things as well. So the first one I think I've talked about this on Book Hype before. It's a Cthulhu, the Ancient One tribute box. I actually got this in the mail randomly, from like one of the publishers that we work with, and I know nothing about Cthulhu, but except for like very, very general things. Like, I know who he is and what he's from, but that's about it. But it's this little figurine of Cthulhu, and it comes with a little booklet to kind of discuss, you know, the character and that sort of thing. And if you are an H.P. Lovecraft fan, or like you know somebody who is, I feel like this would be so perfect because he's just sitting there perched on your bookshelf. And Kristen was like, if that thing ends up in my room, like, it's going out in the snow. Like, don't even pretend to put it in my room to creep me out, because it will be in the garbage.
I told her if I ever thought it moved or like was looking at me, it was going in her room before it, yeah, like, no. Just,
which is totally fair. It is a little creepy, but he's also kind of cute. So that could be something that's really interesting. And I also went looking for some candles, because I'm kind of obsessed with candles right now, and especially like weird ones. And there is a shop on Etsy who does homemade candles, and some of them are like completely normal, but some of them are like horror candles. And I found this one for Stephen King's It, and it's just a black candle with like red drippings down the side, so it kind of looks like blood, which is really cool. And they put a little charm around the outside, and it's a little mini version of the cover. And they have all of these, and some of the colors are really bright and interesting, and they come with, like, little charms, and I just think that would be really fun, like, when you're reading and light a candle and it drips blood. Okay, I'm weird. I'm sorry. I think it's cool. Not everybody
would.
Well,
some of the things that you read, if you had that, that would be super creepy.
Like, it would because totally you read add the creepy to the books. Atmosphere.
I'll care. That is a creepy candle, though. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
There's one, though, that's, like, bright green. It's got bright green drippings on it, and I think the candle was, like, orange or something. It was a very distinct difference between the two colors, but it just looks so awesome.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Oh, no. I'm looking at them. They're interesting. I mean, they're funky to look at, but a little scary. All right, moving on.
Karen, for Halloween, Karen had a skull candle that bled out of the eyes. So this does not surprise me at all.
It was the best thing ever.
All right, okay, we're good here. Brittany, to follow up on Karen's very creepy candles, what did you find?
Well, when you get too creeped out and you need to save your place in the book while you go turn on some real lights instead of blood candles, you can put blood in your book to save your spot. So it's this bookmark that comes in black, but you can also get it in red. So it looks like blood is dripping down the front of your book. And that's about as horror as I can get.
I really like the black one because it reminds me of the ooze from Teen Wolf.
Oh, yes. There you go.
The ash, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That is so funny. Love. All right. Kristen, what did you find?
Mine was another Think Geek item. I think I actually stumbled across this while I was looking at something else. And it's a Mary Shelley t-shirt. It's a ladies t-shirt. But I thought it was really cool because it actually has Mary Shelley on it. Like, not just like a quote or a picture of like Frankenstein or Frankenstein's monster or whatever, but it's actually got her with like Frankenstein's monster behind her, and she's kind of writing, and it almost looks like it's her brain, like her imagination kind of coming alive around her. So it's really cute. It's just a t-shirt, but you know, you can't have enough t-shirts, so I thought it was kind of neat.
Absolutely. And then I found these prints that are really cool. They're Edgar Allan Poe, and it's got like the Raven and Poe, but they're done on like printed pages. It looks, it's hard to describe, but it's like on a book page, and then there's just these different pictures of Poe, and like there's one of a heart, there's one of a raven on a skull, and so they're really cool. I could see how someone who was like into Poe or into like creepier images would be into that. There's also a separate one of a woman like dressed from the 1800s, but she has a red skull as a face instead of a regular face. So there's some cool different ones on here, and I like the look of them, and they look like they come in these really funky frames, so I like them. And that was about as horror as I was gonna get. Sorry, it's the best I could do. But the next topic is comic books, so it's going to lighten it right up a little bit. And then, so for me, given that this week we got the fantastic new trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy, that was like all I could think about. And Baby Groot, I need a Baby Groot. Could we make him real? Because I need one to keep in my pocket. So I found this really cute necklace, which is the basically, it's the Star-Lord necklace. So it's just a necklace with a couple of pendants on it. It has a mixtape on it and headphones with a little star hanging off of it for Star-Lord. So I really like that. They also have a Black Widow necklace on this website as well. So this is like the ultimate, like, if you want jewelry stuff, this is like the ultimate one. If anyone wants to buy Danya a present, they have all kinds of Hawkeye stuff on here. That's really cool. Nice. Yeah, so there's some really cool stuff on here. And I just, you know, stuff like this, sometimes jewelry is really fun to do because it represents what you want it to represent, but not everyone, unless they know like what the fandom is, they don't necessarily know that that's what the jewelry represents. So it's kind of cool because it's a middle ground of things, if you will.
I second that. I have a replica of Caroline Forbes' heart necklace from Vampire Diaries, and I wear it everywhere. And nobody knows. Like, nobody knows it's her necklace from, like, when she wore her Vervain necklace in the first couple seasons, but I love it. And it's my little secret. Secret fandom geek out moment.
That's right. That is right. All right. What did you find, Kristen?
Well, I mean, everybody who's a comic book fan, like, you know, sometimes you just need to dress up or you're already thinking about Halloween or something. So as I was going through, I was having a lot of trouble coming up with something for comic books, which seems silly because, you know, Funkos are everywhere and that's a solid option. But I stumbled across at Hot Topic, of course. It's one of the Her Universe items, but it's the Peggy Carter dress, like the blue one with the white collar and the little wings on the lapel. Like, it's so cute, and they paired it with a red fedora, so it really looks like her dress and her outfit, and it just, you know, I'm having Peggy feels. And yeah, so if you're looking for a little Agent Carter in your Christmas or know someone who would, there's a definite pick for me.
Can confirm this looks super cute in person because Danielle owns this dress. And
that does not surprise me.
Yeah, it looks great on her, and it's amazing.
Awesome. All right, and Karen, what did you find?
I'm a big fan of taking old comic books and kind of turning them into something else or using them for art, which, like, maybe not everybody is cool with, and I totally understand that, and definitely don't do it for, like, those rare comic books, because that would be a tragedy. But I found this ornament, you know, appropriate enough, that is filled with, like, little curly cues of old comic book pages, and it's got some type on there, it's got text and images, and it just looks cool all in this glass ball, and you can just hang it on your tree. And I mean, it's a little expensive to, like, go out and decorate your tree with one of these because they're about $9 each. But if you get, like, a handful of them or something, kind of spread them out, I think it would look really cool. And then my second item was I ran across these decal stickers for your keyboard. And this one's particularly for a MacBook, although I'm sure you could do this with, you know, various other ones. But it replaces all of your keys with, like, comic book style letters. And there's some in here, like the C is kind of shaped like Pac-Man. And there's like a caps lock one that just says caps with an exclamation point. So it looks like one of those POW symbols that you find in comics. And I don't know how practical this would be. Like, it would probably take me a long time to get used to it. But once I did, I would have the coolest computer around.
All right. So let's see. Moving on to the classics section. Brittany, why don't you go ahead and start with what you found for the classics lover?
Sure. So anytime you have to buy a gift for a classics lover, the first stop should be lithographs.com because they have everything you could possibly want related to the classics. So they have, like, the entire book printed on a t-shirt that looks, you know, either like the author or a character from it, or they have it printed on scarves or tote bags or posters. All of their stuff is just really cool. But my favorite item that I actually found was this map on Amazon, and it's all Shakespeare insults. So it's kind of funny, but also, you know, very literary and smart. And I personally love just, like, flipping through Shakespeare's insults, like, in list form. And this would provide hours of entertainment for me. Then I also linked to the Lizzie Bennett Diaries swag from dftba.com. And the best thing you can do for a Jane Austen fan in advance of our Jane Austen special is recommend that they watch the Lizzie Bennett Diaries because it's amazing. It's a web series, and you can even buy them the full collection of the Lizzie Bennett Diaries on here. But if they've already seen it or you like it, they have some awesome mugs and stuff on there to check out.
Awesome. I love it. So for me on this one, I found some very interesting things. The first thing I found was this really cool Mad Hatter flask. Again, if you have someone who likes to have a nice drink in their pocket. It's a really cool one. It's like leather, got leather wrapped around it, and it has this really cool image from Alice in Wonderland at the Mad Hatter's tea party. So I just thought it was really pretty, and so I chose that. And then I found this really cool Etsy shop that makes like book soaps. I want to say we may have looked at these before, but like the boxes of the soap come in it what looks like a book, and then the soap is shaped like a book. So this one is the Pride and Prejudice book soap, and it's made from white tea and ginger. And then they also have like bath salts and like shower gel, and they're all book themed. So I thought that was really cool. So that's always a really good one, and most of them are classic books. So if you want to smell like The Secret Garden or Jane Eyre or fairy tales, by all means, get the soap. And then another item I found was this really cool Shakespeare jewelry. And it is like, they're like big metal bangles, and they have all these different quotes on them. So they have like Hamlet, they have Lady Macbeth, and then they also have necklaces as well. So, but I love the big bangle bracelets because they're like a coppery color, and then they have black over them so that the letters show through in copper. And I think they're really, really cool. And they're all handmade, so they're really quite beautiful. So that was something I found too that I thought was really just different. Because again, it's jewelry, so that's really cool because you can wear it, but it doesn't have to be like in your face, hey, look at my book item kind of thing, which I think is really fun. So, Kristen, what did you find?
I stumbled across a Jane Austen adult coloring book, and this one has removable coloring plates, so it's not like a totally bound book. Like, you can take these pages out and color them so that they lay flat, or you could probably frame them if you colored it, like, well enough, if you were that proud. It can, you know, graduate from the fridge to a framed thing on your wall. I just thought they were really cool. Like, some of the, you couldn't see all the images, but there were a few example pages for you to kind of see what it looks like. And they have some quote pages and like some that are full quotes. And then some of them have a small quote in the middle. And then like, there's one with all of the different shoes that they would wear all around it that you could color in all these different colors. And in one of them, there's a like giant picture of Pemberley. So like, that would be really cool to color really detailed and very carefully and maybe like frame that or something. But adult coloring books are all the rage, and it's good fun, and it's very like calming and relaxing. So if you know someone who just needs to chill and totally loves Jane Austen, this would probably be awesome.
Very fun. And Karen, what did you find?
I love how we all kind of gravitated toward Jane Austen stuff, which is like totally appropriate for upcoming, but also kind of funny. I'm not gonna lie, I may have found the best thing on our entire list, guys. This is something that I desperately want in my life. It's called Smart Barware, and they are glasses, 11 ounce rocks glass, and they have, okay, for this one I chose Pride and Prejudice. And on one side, it has the title page of the book, and on the other side, it has the opening lines of the first chapter. And it's, you know, you can get boozy, you can read a little bit. It's so perfect, and they look so classy and cool, and there are so many of them in here. There's ones of the Constitution, the Declaration, which is great for Hamilton fans, Sherlock Holmes, Dracula, and even other ones that are like constellations, which I think is really cool too. But I was trying to gravitate toward the literary ones, of course. War of the Worlds, which is also pretty cool. But like, how awesome would it be to have a whole set of these?
Yeah,
I think we should start collecting them now, Karen, because okay, these are awesome. Let's do it.
They're very, very cool. I like them a lot. Let's move right along to our next topic, which is the middle grade in children's kind of category. And Kristen, I'm going to let you start.
Absolutely. So I was, you know, hanging out on Etsy like everybody else has. And I found this girl who is, she has this set of three mini canvases that she's painted like the she specifically did the Stephanie Perkins books, Anna, Lola, and Isla, which we've all read and talked about a million times. But she's like hand painted the landmarks from the book. Like you've got the Eiffel Tower on the pink background, just like Anna. And then you've got the San Francisco, the Bay Bridge across like this orange background and the green too with the Empire State Building. So like, it's really cool. And I could imagine this in like a 12, 13 year old girl's room, someone who's trying to be a little more grown up, but you know, maybe isn't quite a teenager yet. And like, I thought these were a really cool way to kind of decorate. And I was reading through her description of them, and she says that like, if you want them a little larger than she's got, or if there's another book that you would really love to see something like this done for, she's totally open to it. She just wants you to contact her. So I thought that was a really cool idea. And there's a million books out there and a million different graphics on books. Like she's got the Shatter Me trilogy on here too. And all of the eyes from that are so cool that I can only imagine having those on my wall. So it's just really neat.
Karen, they do have a Camp Half-Blood one. I'm just saying.
What?
Yep, that's a thing. It's a thing. I know you too. All right, Karen, what did you find?
Speaking of which, I couldn't let this go and not talk about Percy Jackson, guys. Who do you think I am? So the first one I have is a blue and white Percy Jackson Hermes-inspired lace-up shoe wings. And they're just little felt wings that you put your shoelaces through, and you can put them on any shoes that you own, and it looks like you have little wings, like the shoes in the books. And I was very drawn in by the shoes in the featured image for this listing, except like the shoes don't come with it, which is a bummer because they're really cute and the wings go really well with them. But you just get the wings, which is still awesome. And if you have like, man, could you imagine if you had like orange Converse and then you put these blue wings with them? Like, you would be so cool and I would be jealous. But I was trying very hard to also think of some stuff that you could do with Magnus Chase, since that's obviously another big series for him. And someone's actually selling a Sword of Summer necklace, which I don't particularly like the cord here. Like, I would probably put it on a chain, but it's just a big, long sword, and it's just like the one that Magnus wears around his neck, and I thought that was really cool. And they also have Percy's sword as well in another listing somewhere, so like, if that's your kind of thing, you can do that. And again, you know, not necessarily something that people would know what it was a reference to unless they know what it's a reference to, but also just kind of badass all on. So
I love it. Love it. All right. Brittany, what did you get or find, I should say?
Well, assuming that your middle grade child already has tons of books filling their bookshelves, I would recommend getting one of these awesome hollowed out books that they can use for storage. And, you know, they can hide little things in there, but just remember which one is the hollowed out book so you can check it every now and then to make sure they're not hiding anything bad in there.
Awesome. And then for this age group, I think my options were kind of, I didn't really know what to look for to think about. So I thought perhaps taking them on a shopping trip to a bookstore to kind of let them feel out what they wanted and choose their own things. Preferably if you have an indie bookstore in your area, because indie bookstores usually have tons of cool book related items in it as well, and not just books or toys. That would be my suggestion for this age group, is take them to the bookstore, let them, you know, give them X amount of dollars, and kind of let them just explore and see what it is that they really love reading and are interested in. And our last category is any other random kind of catch-all things that we may not have talked about yet. So, Brittany, why don't you go ahead and talk about yours, because I think yours is a really cool idea.
Yeah, so we read a lot, and we only read a lot because we probably started reading when we were really young and just fell in love with it from an early age. So this Christmas, if you really don't need any more books or any book related items, I would consider asking for or just donating on your own to a book related charity, either one that focuses in young children's literacy programs. And I recommended two that I know of. One is the Book Love Foundation, which works with schools to build their libraries in, you know, underserved schools without funding. So you donate money and then that money goes directly into the schools so that teachers can go out and buy books to build their classroom libraries. And then another one is Reading is Fundamental, and that's focused on literacy and bringing reading into the classroom and just funding a bunch of awesome programs. So consider donating to helping more children read.
I love that idea. Love, love, love. All right, Karen, what did you find? I'm looking at your first one and laughing already. Go ahead.
Right? Like, this is so perfect. If you don't know what, in particular, the person that you're buying for likes, you can always just go with more of a general thing. And again, I really love t-shirts. I also love t-shirts with puns on them. And this t-shirt has a pile of books in the middle, and it just says, "My weekend is all booked." And I just think that's so funny. And I think any book lover would love that in particular. My other suggestion was a little bit out of the box, pun intended, and we've been doing these subscription box reviews on Hypebull. Our friend Danielle usually does them, and there are a whole bunch in there. Not all of them are book related, but there are quite a few literary subscription boxes that send you books that you may never have heard of or wouldn't necessarily come across on your own. They'll send you jewelry and, you know, other things related to the theme for that month. And I think that is really exciting for somebody who might be in a rut and doesn't really know, like, what to read next, or they're kind of looking for something new. This is a great way to go outside your comfort zone, and also a great gift to give somebody else to be like, hey, try this, you might like it. And they can, you know, continue to sign up for the subscription box if it's something they love.
Fantastic. And Kristen, what did you find?
Okay, so I've been on ThinkGeek quite a bit this Christmas looking for presents for certain people. And I have stumbled across these like four or five times, and I just think they're adorable. They have book, like old classic books made into pillows. So there's three different options at the moment. There's Treasure Island and Sherlock Holmes that are like closed books, like they could, you know, be standing on a shelf. That there, it's a pillow. It's just a, you know, a flat, cute little book-shaped pillow. And then they've also got like an Alice in Wonderland that is open, so it looks like the pages, and there's actually printing on the pages that are up. But it's really cute. And on the post page, there's like a customer action shot section, and you can just see this little puppy curled up on the open book, and it makes me happy. So they're random, but really cute. So if you know someone this would be perfect for, I mean, there you go. The other thing that kind of struck my fancy was a solar charger for your Kindle or any sort of electronics. But I thought this was a really cool idea because, let's face it, it's winter and we're all dreaming of, you know, putting our feet in the sand and reading a book on a beach somewhere. So, you know, you can't really go wrong planning a little bit ahead. And maybe you've got some beach time planned in the, you know, in the near future, in the next summer maybe. And I thought this was really cool. Like, we're always looking to charge our accessories, and why not get a little solar charger? It's like, it's actually really affordable. It's like $65, which really isn't that bad. And you can charge pretty much anything with it, but, you know, why not your Kindle? So you don't have to actually leave the beach, like, ever.
I like it. I like it. All right. So for me, I found some really cool bookends. And I know we talked about bookends earlier. And it says so many books, so little time. So one side of the bookend is so many books. The other side is so little time. I like that one a lot because I felt like that describes sometimes how I feel. But the whole bookend, that whole shop is really, really cool and has lots of different kinds of bookends. So good times. All right, so that pretty much wraps up our episode of gift-giving ideas for everybody. Of course, if you guys have any crazy or really fun gift-giving ideas that you've been doing lately or something that you found, please feel free to tweet at us because we love seeing different stuff. And sometimes we end up going shopping, just saying. So up next episode will be our author spotlight, which is Jane Austen. So Karen will finally have to read a Jane Austen book. Which still hasn't happened yet. Yep. Slacker. So there's that. And then our last episode of the month will be our book club book, which is Dash and Lily's Book of Dares by Rachel Kahn and David Levithan. And we'll also talk about our book exchange on that episode as well. So Karen may have to read two Jane Austen books because she has one to read for the Jane Austen episode, and her book exchange book, I believe, was a Jane Austen book as well.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Slacker. Mm-hmm. All right. So until next time, I'm Jen.
I'm Brittany.
I'm Karen.
And I'm Kristen.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.